goes through some halachos of Esrog. One of the major questions you have to ask, that you order an Esrog, is with a pitim or without a pitim? That's the first question you have to know. What are the concerns of an Esrog with a pitim? One of the psulim of Esrog is the psulim of chaser. If it's missing part of the Esrog, it becomes puzzle, or potentially some learn that losing the pitim might be a problem even of hodder. It's not considered beautiful anymore, which would puzzle the Esrog. So how much of it is missing, which can be considered a problem? So if you look at a pitim actually has two parts. It has the, you hold your esrog, you have the ukitz, the bottom, that's where it's attached to the tree. You have the pitim on top. Pitim on top has a little piece of wood which sticks up, and then you have like a little rose, little piece on top, looks like a little flower. It's called the shashanta. If the shashanta is missing, mikra din is kosher. Even if the wood it's missing, as long as it sticks up above the height of the esrog, mikra din is kosher. There is preferred in halacha that it should not be missing, so we could do this kosher. So as long as you don't knock off the whole pitim, you're okay. The other hand, if you get an esrog without a pitim, how do you know this esrog really is without it? Maybe this is an esrog with a pitim, which is missing its pitim. So there are certain esrogim which grow without a pitim, and one of the ways you know is because they have a masara in the orchard where they're getting it from. They plant these type of esrogim, that's how they grow. And Mishabura says that the siman is if it has an indentation which goes in, and that's the siman that grows without it. One of the concerns with an esrog you have to worry about is there are various different dots, spots, etc. on the esrog. That's your main question. You want to know about your esrog is the dots and the spots. If you're buying an esrog, you want to know the first thing you want to know about a nice esrog is it should be clean. It should be a clean esrog. So the preferred you can get is an esrog that has nothing on it at all. That's your preference. If however there is something on it, so what are concerns? A brown spot is not a problem. Yellow is obviously not a problem. A light green is not a problem. Even a reddish, if it's not a significant red, is not a problem. Even an orange is not a problem. A black spot or a white spot are considered a potentially an issue. And then now it depends where it is in the esrog. So if you look at your esrog, you're holding your esrog. The esrog starts out maybe round or maybe straight up, and then it curves towards the top. As a part that curves toward the top, that's called the chaitim, that's where your main problem that you're looking for. If you notice anything there on the chaitim, it's a problem. The Shabura says, we're discussing a spot, creating a black spot or a white spot, creating a problem, it has to be easily noticeable. If you hold it at arm's length, and in your first glance, you say, oh, there's a spot there, that's a problem. If you hold it at arm's length, and you look at a glance, I don't see anything, according to the Shabura, it's not a problem. Because then he says, even if it's closer, it also has to be noticeable at the first spot. But the point is, it has to be something you notice without deeply searching. You're not pulling out any type of magnifying glasses, etc. That's what, because the problem is it doesn't look nice. Well, if I don't notice it easily, it still looks nice. So, again, if it's only, if you pick it up, turn it around, if you don't, assuming you have eyes, if you have eyes which can see, right, you have good eyesight, turn around, you don't notice anything, so then you're okay. It is preferred to get an esrog which, you know, halacha says that an esrog which is green is not kosher, an esrog which is yellow is kosher. So many esrogim are green. How do we understand that? They're going to eventually turn to yellow. There's a prima gadam which says you should at least see that it's starting to turn, that it, you know for sure this is an esrog which will turn to yellow, and that is kosher. There are many times on an esrog you'll notice there are little markings. As an esrog, if you'll ever see an esrog tree growing, you'll notice that the leaves, the esrogim sit there amongst the leaves, and the leaves scratch against the esrog. The leaves are a little bit sharp, and every time they leave a mark on the esrog, that's not a problem. That marking, which comes from the leaves next touching the esrog and sometimes sticking to it and being pulled off and leaving a little, it's called a bletflech, as they refer to it. That's not a problem in your kashrus of your esrog. Again, if you get a beautiful esrog without that, that'd be very nice, and I'm sure it's going to cost you a pretty penny to get that. But mikra din, that's not a problem. So if a person would want to have a checklist to say what are his preferences to look for a beautiful esrog, so the first thing you want to know that the esrog should be clean. Even a bletflech which would be there would be great. Esrog should have bumps in it, as opposed to your lemon, etc., your other citrus tree. The beauty of an esrog is that it has bumps on it. The stem, which is going into the esrog, should preferably be going in a little bit, as opposed to sticking out. It should be built in a shape which is referred to as a middle, like a tower. It goes up, and then it comes to a point, like a rocket a little bit. If you have a pitim, the pitim and the shashanta should both be there. There should be nothing missing from it. And you want to have that the pitim on top and the ukats on bottom should be corresponding directly one above the other. Beyond that, it should look beautiful. It should look nice. You say, oh, that's a nice esrog, beautiful esrog. So that's, if you want to buy a beautiful esrog, that's what you're looking for. A few announcements. There's no yeshiva here. There's no high school here on Sunday. So remember to take your tefillin home. If you do want to daven here, there is a 7:30 minyan here Sunday morning. So any other items that you have here, there's going to be major cleanup before Yom Kippur. So anything that you leave here on the tables, etc., will not be around when you come back. You're going to have to search for it. So you might want to take it home with you if you can. There'll be a shmooze at 9:30 in the small base medrash. Have a good Shabbos and Gemar Siman Tovim.